Hey everyone, Megan Shudark here. You may also know me as Successfully Unemployed. I am getting back into the swing of things with my podcast and recording on a consistent schedule. So you've probably been wondering, where have I been? Well, my husband has had some up and downs in health. His appendix burst in October. They took it out in December. Then he had to have another surgery. And now we're back to our normal, what we call normal part of life. So I am going to dedicate my time and do at least one podcast a week. So many people message me and say, I love your podcast. Can you please do more? So I am getting back into that. So I wanted to go ahead and talk about sacrifice today. So a lot of people don't realize that in the network marketing industry, you have got to sacrifice. If you want to be at the top, you have to have sacrifices. If you want to make the top money, you have to have sacrifices. If you want to be the top recruiter, top leader, top salesperson, you have to have sacrifices. And some people think that the sacrifices are as little as working a little bit extra time or, contacting a little few more people. That's really part of it. But the big sacrifices are sometimes you will have to make life choices of whether to miss some things, whether to get an extra hour of sleep or wake up earlier and get on the grind longer. And that is really what I wanted to talk to you about today. So for those who don't know, when I first got started 3 years ago with my current company, I was in a broke, financially broke, mentally broke, physically broke state of mind. And I really had to change my mindset, get things right, and decide that I wanted this. I had to decide that I was going to make this work. I was going to make it happen. So I actually didn't have a car when I first started, so I wasn't able to really go out and network in the world yet. I had to utilize social media to build my business. And I also realized quickly after starting, I didn't have internet. I didn't have Wi-Fi. I didn't have phone internet. I was kind of living under a rock at the time because I was so financially broke. However, I decided, you know, I'm going to have to make some sacrifices to make this business work. I'm going to have to make sacrifices to change my family's life. I'm going to have to make sacrifices to get that dollar amount that I am shooting for. So I had to start looking around. I decided, hey, there's a McDonald's up the street. They offer free Wi-Fi. I'm going to have to start walking there every day to make my business work. So I had to sacrifice an extra hour of sleep of waking up early and walking there before it got too hot because I live in Texas, y'all, and it gets really, really hot here. So in order for me to hit that success mark, I had to walk to McDonald's every day. I had to wake up an hour earlier and go to bed an hour later just so that I could make it there in time and stay and use the Wi-Fi. I also had to choose between eating with my family or working. And I typically had to work through dinner. My husband and my kids would sit down and have a family dinner. And I was kind of either eating in my office or they would put my food in the microwave and wait until I was done eating. And that's something that I had to sacrifice. And a lot of people don't see the behind the scenes. They see where people are right now in success and they don't realize the type of sacrifice that you have to make. My very first family vacation that I went on when I started the company, I was actually working probably 80% of the time. I worked the whole drive down. I worked the whole drive home. When we were driving in between to different places, I was working. When we were at dinner, I was working. When we were walking around the parks, I was working. And that was just something that I had to sacrifice. So I really didn't get to enjoy our first vacation. But what my vision was and what I consistently told myself on that vacation was, if I will sacrifice this vacation to work and work hard, I can live in a few years like no one else can live. I can live like people dream to live. I can take all the vacations I want now. I can turn off my phone, not work, and still get the same amount of pay. But I had to make sacrifices in the beginning to make it work. sometimes you're going to have to skip date night. You're going to have to miss a birthday party. You're going to have to miss a soccer game. You're going to have to miss a basketball game. You're going to have to miss sitting down with your family if you are serious about making this a full-time income. If you are ready to stop making it a side hustle, a side business, a little hobby, if you are ready to take that next step, you have to make sacrifices. Now, some people say, Megan, why are you making all these sacrifices? You're working harder and longer hours than you were when you had a 9-to-5 job. Yes, I typically work anywhere between 40 and 60 hours. I typically do more than the average network marketer. Why, you ask? Because I want to maintain this lifestyle that I have built up for my family and myself. If I want to maintain this or surpass this, I have got to make those sacrifices. So yes, I do work more than the normal 40-hour work week, the 9-to-5, but I am working for myself. I don't answer to anyone. I don't have to clock in, clock out. I don't have to work a certain hours in the day. I don't have to work around a schedule, sit and drive in traffic. And that is why I do work more and longer than most people. So another question that I get asked all the time is, hey, if you've already reached success, why are you still putting in this many hours? Well, the answer to that is one of my main goals. Yes, I accomplished it. I achieved it. I hit the dollar amount I wanted. I hit the rank I wanted. But listen, that's not all I was born to. I wasn't put here just to be average. I wasn't here to just hit that first rank. Once you hit your goals, you set new goals. You set new records. If you have the strength to get to that first rank, that first goal, that first dollar amount, that first vacation, that first dream, that first goal on your goal board, you have the willpower to keep going. And that's the thing. Most people hit their goals and then they stop. They're like, well, but I've accomplished everything that I wanted to accomplish. There is always, always more that you can accomplish. So don't stop. When you hit those goals, congratulate yourself. Take a moment, live in it, congratulate yourself, celebrate yourself, and then set new goals and get back to work. The time is never over. There's always a new goal. For me, it was, hey, I got this certain dollar amount. I hit this certain rank. I am living pretty comfortably, and I could live pretty comfortably on autopilot right now. But guess what? There's still three more ranks above me. There's still three more ranks that I can achieve. There is still a top earner in the whole industry that I can reach. In order to do that, I still have to put sacrifices in. I still have to set new goals. I still have to apply daily action every single day. Another reason why I work more now than I did when I first started, even though I've hit my goals, was because I have team. I have a huge team. And one of my goals is to make those people on my team just as successful that as I have been. You don't stop just because you came successful. If you have a team under you and one of their goals is to become successful, your job is not done. You can't lay down at bed at night knowing that there are people out there who need your help. There are people on your team that want your help. And if you're going to bed early and waking up late, who's going to help them? You have to put in the time. You have to put in the sacrifices. And till you are at a place where your bank account is where you want it to be, your team is successful where you want them to be, all your goals have been met and there are no more goals, that's when you can stop. That's when you can stop putting in the sacrifice. That's when you can stop putting in the time. Until then, you should be showing up every single day on time. So I just saw this video the other day, and it was of Steve Harvey talking about the time people wake up. He was saying, listen, if you're on the West Coast, you can't wake up at 8 o'clock because guess what? It's already 11 p.m. It's already 11 a.m. on the East Coast and people are already making money for 2 hours. You missed 2 hours of making money because you wanted to sleep in an extra 2 hours. That is not the sacrifice that's going to get you to where you want to be. All right, so I hope that some of these tips have helped you today. If they did, don't forget to share, don't forget to comment, don't forget to subscribe, because I am going to be putting out one podcast a week. This one was a very short one because I'm getting back into the swing of things. I wanted to touch on this topic because so many people will message me and ask me, like, how did you get to where you are? I want to be where you are, but most people really don't want to put in the time. Most people want to eat, but they're not willing to hunt. Most people want to be successful, but they're not willing to put in the time or the effort. So I hope this has helped you. Stay tuned for some future podcasts. Be sure to subscribe so that you can get notifications for future. And I hope you all have a wonderful, wonderful week, and I will see you next week.